Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, you're with Dom. It is Dom time. Good Monday, everyone. All right, as I mentioned, Chad Lassiter is a friend, someone we have on over the years, and I often appear with him on TV, part of a duo, when all kinds of issues come up. So we were on Fox 29 this morning. He's the president of Black Men at the University of Pennsylvania. Here's what Ben Shapiro said that makes a lot of sense to me. If you think you're going to win hearts and minds by kneeling for the anthem because it hurts Trump, you're out of your mind. Let's go to Chad here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chad, good to talk with you again this morning.
Hey, Dom, it was great being on the air and in that space on Fox News this morning with you.
What do you think of this comment with Shapiro, who's one of the smart guys out there, and I agree with him? You're not going to win hearts and minds by kneeling for the anthem because it hurts Trump, and I don't think you're going to win hearts and minds by using that unless there is some ledge that this is going toward.
Well, from a strategy standpoint, I think it has to be more than just kneeling. I don't think that it bothers Donald Trump one way or another, but I think that we have to have a policy and strategy attached to this. What do we do after the kneeling? And I think that there are some players who are, you know, organizing with, you know, multiple grassroots organizations and just other organizations just to shed light on some of the challenges we have.
Well, Chad, that's fine to do that. But, you know, don't they already have enough celebrity? You're involved in the community second to none. And I'm talking about grassroots, but big picture of creative ways to use celebrity. That's what they ought to do. Everybody in town wants to interview these guys. They would. Do they need to take a knee here when I don't hear articulation as you and I go back and forth on what they're saying? Here's Torrey Smith. Yes, police brutality is an issue, but it's also things like the likelihood based on your zip code or area code of where you're going to be a failure and all. You know, America is not going to get that by taking a knee. It's just not going to work.
No, I agree with you. So I think that it becomes both and. I think they both have to take knees if that's something that they want to do. They have that right. But I think it has to be something tangible. So there has to be a blueprint. There has to be a forthcoming conversation on what does change look like. And if change looks like going into the communities that they came from, that they emerged from, and ensuring that those communities look different, if change means that they're going to volunteer hours, you know, with young people in community centers beyond just sports, but around literacy, around moral compass, around more imperative, then I'm all for that. But it just can't be the protesting absent and void of something, you know, that resonates. And I think what resonates is, can you use your celebrity status and your finances to change the catchment areas that you emerge from? I think that's where it starts. It starts in their very communities. Oftentimes with a lot of these athletes and entertainers, they emerge from these communities and they don't go back to these communities and help the communities, groom the communities, and financially support the communities.
The other thing, too, here, Chad, is this, and you know how I feel about this. If there's individual, we see the tape, the guy who was killed over loose cigarettes, choked to death on Staten Island.
Eric Garner.
Yeah, Eric Garner, where there were a number of people to call me, conservatives, whatever, said they thought the cops were wrong in this. And if you center on that, but if you're trying to make the case that this is just all-out war or something close to it, that's what I get from Kaepernick and some of the others, then this is not going to be the forum to make that. I don't think it's objective fact. We should call people attention, maybe to Garner, maybe to some other cases, but not all over the place.
Well, I think Kaepernick was wrong when he wore the socks that, you know, showed the pigs, likening them to the police officers. But I thought that Kaepernick was accurate when he talked about the impact that some police killing black and brown people unarmed and getting off with impunity and nothing is being done. I think there are more cases that go unaccounted for because we don't have all the data. I also think that sometimes the media provides this divide where we would think that there are whites and others who don't care about black and brown lives being, you know, snuffed out visually. What we saw with Eric Garner was, you know, just horrible. It was trauma. And we don't say that it's all police, but I think that we have a challenge in our democracy. We're into signs. We're into symbols. One group is the one that is actually articulating what patriotism looks like. And if patriotism is not what they say, then people are not patriotic.
All right, now let's talk about that. So, see, I said today, too, I'm not going to impugn people's patriotism. I am going to put it this way, though. This is a solemn thing connected with death. That's how people see it. People, they know that have died serving the country, protecting us. They wrap it into that. And if you're going to take this extraordinary step in the middle of a football game, now this is morphed into football, when you have another option, which is to stay in the locker room, you better be able to strike a chord here about breaking into this, in my view, Chad, hijacking it, with something that is thought out and so elevated that it's worthy of this debate.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, but I think that what's missing in this conversation is the fact that Colin Kaepernick has done feeding programs. He has done workshops around Know Your Rights. He has put his money where his mouth is. He's been throughout the community. He's done a lot of things. He's not the only one. Michael Bennett for the Seattle Seahawks is doing things. Marshawn Lynch, who doesn't stand. There's a number of players who don't stand. And then to the larger policy issue that prior to 2009, the players were not on the field for the national anthem. But when I'm talking about patriotism, a lot of us see patriotism differently, right? And so, yes, you have the right to salute the flag. You have the right to not salute the flag. It doesn't mean that you're not a patriotic individual.
Chad, I wouldn't claim that, but I would say this. I think it's disrespectful of the solemnity and the feelings of others when you have another option. You don't have to put your hand over your heart, or you don't have to be out there for it. But I don't think you can interrupt something that is this solemn.
But, Dom, guess what? You say it's solemn, but guess what I have a challenge with? I have a challenge with our servicemen and women who serve in wars, rumors of wars. They adequately prepare for wars. When they come back, they suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, and an institution like Walter Reed facility treats them subpar. They treat them like they're invisible. I have a challenge with some of our uncles, some of our fathers who came back from Vietnam and have lost their mind, and they're a shell of who they are. So you can die for your country. You can kill for your country, but if a person decides that, hey, listen, I'm going to protest aspects of the country. So patriotism, in one sense, is not the worshiping of the flag. It's not the worshiping of the anthem. It's what the flag and the anthem should stand for. What does it mean in practice, not just in theory? And
I agree with that, Chad. I have to say this in my mind, President Trump, this has been one of the better things for him. What he's doing with the VA, etc. I think he's got it on a much better course.
But as president, you can't go around calling people sons of bees. This is the same president that called people son of bees, and I just walk up and I grab him by the pussy. I mean, it's just, he's uncouth. He's uncouth. I mean, he should be focusing on Russia. He should be focusing on North Korea.
Wait a minute, Chad. The profanity I agree with, but I think you and I think agree with this, though. I think focus or talking about this is a major issue. This is where America internally comes to worship the NFL.
But that's the problem. The fact that, and that's what we're talking about. Oftentimes, I view patriotism as some individuals using patriotism really as a cover for their racial feelings, their racism. This whole notion that this is America's pastime, that's what we're really focusing on. The fact that he took an injustice and put it into their pastime, it doesn't belong there. And like I said, and I'm going to repeat it again, in America, there's aspects of our democracy that's more concerned with signs, symbols, anthems, and pledges, and pets, than they are with human beings who are losing their life by some police officer.
All right, where do we send all those cards to Chad Lasseter, who has now put pets in there, too? That's always the thrill.
I know what you mean. You know, but I think that one of the things is that this can't be an ongoing thing. I think it has to transform to, okay, are we going to sit and kneel? Are we going to protest tomorrow? I would like to see some tangible things, the starting of some after-school programs. As you know, Dom, if you and I were multimillionaires, we would transform various communities. opportunities on various sides of the color line and gender line. So with these athletes, with this privilege that they've been afforded, with these contracts, with these guaranteed monies, and with this celebrity status that they have, now what we need to do is have them go into their communities and all communities, start where their team is. So if you're a Baltimore Raven and you're a multimillionaire, mm-hmm. which most of those guys are, get into the inner cities, get into the community centers, start establishing curriculums around value clarifications and some of the challenges that we have.
Well, here in Philadelphia, I do hope they'll look you up at Penn, Chad, because you are the lever that would help make it easier for them to really mine their celebrity and whatever goodwill they have. Hey, Chad, thank you. Thanks for joining us again today.
Thank you for having me, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.